and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take her on the horn.
Hart playing Teluga.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendare.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Capture the flag.
I know. Well, I didn't even, like, play the game. It was just...
I mean, I was.
It was decimate fucking Lorenza skeletons.
Exactly. Blow up.
I wanted to demoralize him.
Yep.
Yeah. It was one of those things where it's like, you want to give your player something to do, but for you guys with your movement, something like this is like
trivial.
So easy. Like, you're
well,
so
you
fast.
Put the darkness up, which
kind
of.
It was all I could think to do.
Locate object. It's a spell. I don't even need the stick for that.
Yeah. Locate object definitely fucked me a little, but honestly, you would have either way had to run into a dark sphere and kind of wrestle around, which is all I really wanted anyway.
Well, you got it. Hit in the back of the head by my own
side. I thought that I did figure that golem would probably do the most damage.
It definitely would have. So the golem only had 60 hit points, something like that. So I knew it was a possibility that Theo might lock in on him and just unload. But I put so many little shitty guys that usually you like going shooting gallery mode and just taking out as many as possible.
Yeah.
Which you did get around to doing.
But, he killed four of them with a single bullet.
I mean, this was never really designed to be a super hard fight. I really just wanted to give you guys a fight where Theo could show off a little bit and kind of reinforce like what everyone has been hearing about this rebel god from the south.
Mm-hmm. I get for doubting him.
Yeah. And I got to make a show of it.
Got to pass all those pamphlets.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, Teluga got to do his exposition.
Yeah.
And explode light on people.
I love a good exposition.
The claws did do a lot of damage if they had hit. They would have done 10 slashing and 7 necrotic.
Did the golem have a multi-attack?
It did have a multi-attack.
Of course it did.
So it would have attacked twice. It also had a thing where it could throw bone shards at people.
Can't wait for that new monster manual.
I know.
Get rid of those multi-attacks.
There's also had a thing called Berserk, which it didn't really get to use because it died too fast. But it had a thing where if it went below 30 hit points, it would roll a d6. On a 6, it would go berserk. And on each of his turns, it would attack the nearest thing to it. So it would have gone crazy, basically, and just kind of started attacking everyone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you have me roll another d6?
Oh, you did a little extra damage because of your holy light.
Ah.
Yeah. So I basically gave you an extra D6 of radiant damage.
Okay.
They almost all failed anyway. I was just like, oh, if they half might be enough to kill all of them, basically.
Yeah.
So it was. So I love that you refused to fear them. You were like, I'm blowing them up with light.
You burned me with that one turn undead. I'm never going to use.
That's on me. It was the most ridiculous case of railroading I've ever done. And it led to something so funny and stupid. So, we haven't done like a big skeleton fight in a while.
Yeah.
And you guys are at like a high enough level. I think I just do like throwing easier fights at you guys to burn through some resources. And yeah.
I mean, you did.
Know. I want to take a little of your stuff and then also let you guys beat up a bunch of cool skeletons. I also like the idea of Lorenzo just not being super into it. Just being like, are you guys freaking kidding me?
He's got a whole valley
whole canyon
of bones.
Full of bones.
These are quality skeletons he lost. Good stuff.
That's the joy of making more.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose. I was like, oh, I'll do waves. So I'll just have them I'll keep just getting more and more skeletons every round. But you guys were killing things faster than I could raise them up. So, you know.
It's like, what more do we need to do?
Nothing here. The bone golem was the highest challenge rating. It was challenge rating 7, but...
Oh, geez.
Really?
Yeah. See, again, this is like where I'm happy that we're kind of adjusting the CR system, because 60 hit points, 16 armor, that's like just not high enough to handle a level 8 character.
That was its high-end HP?
That was just like the average. If I had gone with the max, it would have been 8d8 plus 24. So, I mean, again,
probably
an extra like 20 or 30 hit points. So, I mean, it maybe would have gone one more round.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but one shot from Theo?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think because that last shot I got on him was a nat 20 that did overkill.
It was overkill, yeah.
So, I might have killed him regardless.
Yeah, he
put him at at least 84.
Yep.
Yeah, because he had, three hit points left?
Yeah, He got rocked.
Which means you would have needed 27 total.
You had like a big Theo round. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, those rounds only happen if you don't miss any of those shots.
I did 33 on the way. So I would have killed him regardless.
Yeah, he would have been donezo.
32, I think. Whatever it was.
It was as long as it was above like 27.
It's a great showcase.
Yeah, I think that was probably. Yeah, to be like, oh, that's what he does. Okay. No. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry.
Blower of bones.
Squasher of feuds. Yeah. Blower of bones.
I mean, these are still like wizards, but they're basically like, okay, yeah, the kid's got it. Like, whatever, whatever's going on here. Yeah, because also like you do kind of read as sort of this half celestial-ish to anyone that's like doing any kind of detection magic on you. Mm-hmm. So that backs it up. And then it was kind of just like, all right, let's see what he's got. And then it was like, okay, yeah, never mind. Yeah, no, he can kill skeletons like nobody's business. I mean, not that, you know.
Yeah. Not that it's hard, but I mean, again, yeah. I have a gun that magically makes bullets in itself.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Radiance of Dawn put... Toluga on their radar
big
too.
Big time.
Oh, as the Plope.
Yeah.
Plope of the people.
Bob Hugol.
Yeah.
College student.
You also like did kind of call everyone out for like, oh, you fucking doubted us. Like yeah. That was like a cool, like, I like that was like a politically.
Well, I'm insulted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare they?
And the only person that I know that would doubt us would be anyone of Krizic faith.
Well, yeah.
That's why I had to call them out.
I really like that stupid finger dart move.
That was amazing. Hilarious.
I'm glad I have a finger now. I'm going to make it a necklace.
You don't mind?
You have two things that are a necklace now.
You got some pocket bones.
I got some pocket bones, baby.
You have the soul coin and the finger.
Oh, yeah. Dart. I have the soul coin.
Put the fingers on either side of the soul coin.
Constantly flipping them up.
So dumb. It's just sandwiched between two middle fingers.
Yeah. Anton.
So yeah, Dresden. The finger darts had... So if you had gotten hit by one...
I did.
Right in the nip.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to have you make a DC 12 con save. You can make it now. It's just this wouldn't have affected really anything.
Nah, I beat it. Put a 13.
Okay. You would have been surrounded by a magical shadowy aura, which I would have just described as like a bunch of floating middle fingers. and the shadow skeleton would have done extra necrotic damage with his scimitar attack if he hit you. But again.
Which
I didn't even know he had a scimitar.
He never even pulled it.
He doesn't even have middle fingers anymore. Yeah.
He's too busy getting dragged.
Yeah. He cast darkness and then got ragdolled through the arena. it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, if your players like grab a guy and then start dragging him, if you, a really fast character can pull someone like really far, like further than I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny too, that you couldn't get the flag off him. So you just dragged him.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Love that.
You're coming with.
I have the movement. Might as well.
I was going to have it be that basically like to win, you would have had to win three rounds. But I mean, just like dicking around with skeletons took a clean hour. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll just do like a one and done.
They're
type
low
deal.
On skeletons. Eh?
Yeah. I think also bones. Lorenz was like, I'm running out of skeletons here. Like there's only so many.
Please be put on a fucking clinic.
Yeah. It was also kind of like,
hey, what am I, what
there's no
else?
Doubts.
Yeah. You popped off so hard that it felt unnecessary to do it. More of it. Really? Hmm. I was so cool to see that. Like, that what's that shot that goes through
piercing people? Shot
seeing piercing shot actually work as intended like was so sick. Like, oh yeah, you if like it's almost like lightning bolt for a melee character.
Yeah,
or like for a martial character. That was nuts. You did so much damage. Just skeletons exploding.
Yeah, I think the lowest damage I did was 14.
Yeah, and they have 13 hit points.
Yeah, so
which I revealed right before you did that. Hooey. Yeah. This group is scary. I don't like this level.
What are you talking about? I'm the least scary one.
Yeah, I don't do any damage.
You just blew up 8 skeletons or whatever.
It's because of exploded light, man.
Yeah.
I'm a walking flashbang.
Yeah, it's bad for me.
They're just skeletons.
Yeah.
How
they're just little
they
guys.
Get?
That What's you like
the strongest skeleton in the monster manual?
Mummy Lord?
No.
Mummy Lord.
I mean, undead would probably be some kind of lich or demi-lich or something.
Probably,
but like
yeah.
A straight up skeleton.
Yeah.
I have like a, I mean, I do have a lot of skeleton stat blocks. Let me see something.
The Bone Wave.
The Bone Wave was one.
That was a strong one.
I that mean, one was
Ryan
very
said he had to tone it down a lot.
When are we getting to level 9? Because I want Indomitable.
Don't worry about it.
I want level 6 monk.
You know what? You already get fucking 2 kicks of lucky, which I feel like have also been fucking me.
Oh, 100% they have.
I haven't used my luck points at all.
Yeah, same.
I use them off the bat every time.
I gotta save them for the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I save them for battle because I'm like, this is where it feels like Theo this is shines.
The optimal damage.
You know, I have a skeleton
king's husband.
I have like a skeleton monarch. It's like a little skeleton king. And that stat block's actually pretty gnarly, but it's challenge rating 9, and I already had so many things on the field. I was like, I'm not going to do this.
What's its HP?
not enough.
142.
It's like 3 rounds.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bones for Lorenz to use.
Then it also would have made it look like... another reason I actually did take it out was I was like...
An opposing king?
Yeah, I don't want them to think that Monza like killed a king and stole this kingdom or anything. That isn't actually how it went down. So I was like, I don't want to like sow more doubt into a character that already you guys are a little suspicious of. So...
Me? No.
I mean, Monza was delighted. You guys put on a fucking show.
We made Greg look like a fool.
I know.
Ew, skull.
A little bitch.
Stop being a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of Greg just being like, yuckaroo. It's like a severed head is in his lap.
Yuckaroo.
But yeah.
Now Schumach's all up on daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
You know. I do. I saw him crossing his legs to cover up his bug boner.
You don't know what that means.
I mean, Glebnor doesn't.
You have to talk with him. Remember?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Glebnor does.
I'm about to say something I don't want to say, but what does a grasshopper penis look like?
What the fuck, Ryan?
I'm just wondering now.
I imagine it's like...
What do they got?
Got a hard right angle and it can rub against itself to make cricket noises. Like the legs.
What's it look like? Now I want to know.
Ryan.
No, I'm doing it.
Grasshopper penis is going to be in his Google search history.
Do they have... You're about to find all kinds of...
Weird shit.
What's the word I'm looking for here? Come on, what's the like animal porno drawings?
Furries? I have no idea.
No, not furries. What's your fursona? Do you know what they call it? I didn't until the other day.
Your fursona?
Yeah.
You didn't know what a fursona was?
No.
Really?
I have no idea.
You know what? I'm like just looking at bits of bugs and I don't know what is what.
I don't know where
a penis starts and a leg begins.
Ryan.
I'm sorry. I'm closing this down. I've made a huge mistake.
It's somewhere around the upper thorax.
Yeah. It's more like a knife.
How
are they going to penetrate the carapace?
And then that's it.
Man, I hate all the words you're saying.
Ejaculate.
Oh, Lord.
It's grasshopper juice.
Big yuck.
Gross.
Yeah. Now I can't wait for the actual festivities now that Monza is in our good graces again.
I know.
Well, we got to go to the divination college.
I think Monza was always in our good graces. It was those uppity wizards that had a problem.
He insists us going to this party first, and then we can do whatever.
A feast!
Well, we still don't know about Yano, so only DeLuga does.
I haven't had the chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This is true.
Like we need to take a fucking nap.
I would love a nap.
I mean, I'm good.
I'm good.
How are you? Yeah. Fucking flying death.
I had an action surge.
I'm the angel of death now.
So you don't look bad.
Yeah.
I got nice black angel wings.
These cat wizards.
Yeah. I'm basically Sephiroth with a gun.
Yeah.
You were asked to meet.
It's every 17-year-old's dream.
Yarno tonight.
It's my dream.
You better have my books.
I don't know if he's going to have any books for you. It's only been a few hours.
I asked him for books.
All right, we'll see what he can do. Be fine.
How did he not have the books already? Darnell's a resourceful guy.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
He's also sneaking around.
Yeah.
Trying not to get detected.
Anyways, we got to go to the divination college. We can't keep showing Myra all these graphics.
Myra's with them right now.
Yeah, she's with the diviners.
But we said we were going to go with her there.
I know. Well, I mean, I got to get over there for sure.
I mean, if we have to split up again, we can.
Yeah, I don't need to know what Yarno's doing. You can tell me. I'm not going to understand anyways.
That is kind of true.
Yeah.
I can schmooze around with Masa. Fine.
But I mean, I got to figure out what's going on with Myra too, or Mira, or whatever. Well,
yeah, I know. That's why I figure you two would definitely go with her to divination, and we can, land. You know, and I can get
schmooze at the party.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we'll...
And then I'll tell you about Yarno later. When yeah, we meet I'll, him, and I'm like, I'll, guys, Yarno's got some information.
And I'll tell you about the deal I made with Masa about we help him, he gives us the mages for the war.
I think we just did by making Greg look like an absolute moron.
Yeah,
I'm going to lean in on that.
And so. The golden dragon.
He's going to probably also want his Gilda. No problem taken Gilda. Care of.
Well, I mean,
oh, I mean, yeah.
We're working on
it. We're going to be doing that anyway, so.
Yeah, I think Mansa, as much as he would, he does not want to leave his city.
Oh yeah, I don't want him to leave. Yeah. I just want him to lend us. Yeah.
Once we take care of Strife, could they not technically drop the like Mirage?
Well, I think the
Mirage to keep demons and devils out, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it's also stopping people who don't know where it is
from finding it.
Yeah. So I mean,
who cares? They got wizards up the wazoo.
Yeah.
Not all of them are good, apparently.
Trying to keep out the riffraff.
All right. Oh, we got in.
Hey, we aren't riffraff.
Yeah, we had a purpose, though. Gertie.
We're higher beings.
Yeah, we gotta go meet Gertie at some point.
We also still need to find out what's going on with our boy Dave-O and his fucking, his god.
Oh, yeah, and those dragon bones he's making for Deluga.
Yeah, he's getting fucking Wolverine claws for Deluga.
There's a lot to do in Batcali, gentlemen.
Yeah,
there's
a lot. Well, I mean, that's why it's going to be a longer arc, right?
Yeah, I think arc 5 is going to be, you guys are going to be, I think, parked in this magic city for a little bit. It's just a lot to do.
Yeah.
A lot to be able to talk to. A lot of fun stuff happening.
A lot of side quests.
There's a lot of side quests.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you guys are more than able to handle it. But yeah, we'll kind of see where they land on the side quest choices on the next episode. Mark, get us out of here.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. As always, don't rate, review, subscribe. Reverse psychology. That'll get them. Anyways, we suck. Don't support us. Don't tell anybody because we're stupid idiots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Anyways, thanks as always. And I guess I want to find out what Jakot's up to. So let's get into the next episode, shall we? See you next week, people. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.